Whispering is exciting. How often do we think about whispering and think about whispering being exciting? Well, that's exactly what whispering is. It's exciting. And if we were to stop and think what whispering really is, then we'd know what being exciting really is. We've read and we've studied and we've listened to the great teachers, and that's what we've used as our guidance. And the great teachers say again and again, take that which you desire in your heart and tell it to no one, and let the divine in you reveal it. Or let yourself reveal it. Let your inner awareness reveal it. Now, what does that inner awareness do? That inner awareness is listening to us as we whisper our dreams, as we whisper our goals, as we whisper our aspirations. Now, as far as the absolute philosopher goes, these things are all fulfilled and completed already. It's not like something is going to be done, or not like something is going to be taking place. These things are already completed. And since they're already completed, there's nothing to be aspired to, there's nothing to be looked after, there's nothing to be sought after, because they're already done. Now, if they're already done, and there's nothing to be sought after, then what is it that we are whispering? What is it that we are aspiring to? Well, what we are aspiring to is the awareness that it's already done. Now, a little child comes to the parent and says, Daddy, I want to tell you a secret. And Daddy plays the game and he says, Son, if you have a secret to tell, are you sure that you want anybody to know what that secret is? Are you sure you want to tell anybody what your secret is? Because your secret is special just for you. Yes, Daddy, I want to tell you. Well, why do you want to tell me? Well, I want to tell you because you might help it to make it come true. Well, son, that's the wrong reason. Never tell the secret to anybody so that they can help to make it come true, because that's not the way that secrets are coming true. Secrets are coming true because we listen to something voice within us that says, hey, here's how it's to be done, and here's how it's to be accomplished. Now, I might want to help you, and I might think I'm your dad, and I want to do all the nice things for you and make your life as rich and wonderful as I can possibly make it, and I want you to be happy. And so, therefore, I would come up with whatever I could to help you accomplish your dream, your desire, what your secret was, the whispering secret that you wanted to tell me about. And in the process, I might just help you accomplish your goal. And you say, wow, yes, that's my goal. And then later on, you find out that that wasn't really your goal. What your goal was perhaps something even more wonderful than you had ever dreamed for yourself. Whispering is exciting. And the reason that it's exciting is because whispering is like telling secrets. And we don't ever want to tell secrets. In the first place, we never should have secrets, but we never want to tell secrets. We never want to tell things that are very precious just to us. Because if we do that, what we do is to take away all of the power that dwells within that experience. And by whispering our secret, we take away its possibility of being. Because then we bring into the minds of other people that they might help us. And the minds of other people are just going to come up with their own limited ideas of what they think is good for us. And it may not be at all what we had in our ideal thought about it, in the absolute philosopher's thought about it. Now, the absolute philosopher is always thinking wonderful thoughts and living on a very high level of consciousness. And the absolute philosopher is never thinking that there is an impossibility, is never thinking that you have to manipulate or maneuver to bring something about. The absolute philosopher realizes that when it speaks its word, when it speaks its word and claims the truth, then that is what fulfills itself. Now, if I were to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, do I know what my ideal spirit, mind, and body is? Do I know what my ideal mind is? My goodness, it would have to be something very good. Do I know what my ideal body is? Well, from the basis of the human principle, I have an idea what a good body would be. Good, but not the ideal. And do I know what my spiritual awareness is of the allness that is within me? And the answer to all these things is, I haven't the foggiest. I haven't the foggiest idea of what is my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I don't know what that ideal spirit, mind, and body is, and because I don't know, I should not whisper it about. I should not whisper it to anyone. I should only speak to myself, to my own indwelling self, and say, I am, I live in, I experience my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And as I claim that for myself, as I know that for myself, then that is who my ideal spirit and body comes forth as. Now, if I talk to my father and I say, Dad, what's an ideal body? And he might say, well, from my point of view, an ideal body is one that is not sick, one that is not in any way limited, one that is mature, and one, and you see, he's got all these attitudes which are based upon human experience. Now, the divine experience that comes forth with what our true ideal spirit, mind, and body is so much greater than anything we in our human format could begin to think of for ourselves. And this is why whispering is exciting. If we whisper to our inner self, I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And only to ourselves. And when we do our meditations, we think to ourselves, we act to ourselves. People who do their meditations out loud are really just looking for someone else to give them a hand in accomplishing their good. But when you do your meditations in your heart, in the quietness of your heart, or if you got the whole world out there and there's not another soul around for a million miles, go ahead and shout it out to the world. But it's not going to be any more powerful than when you speak it in the quietness of your own inner self, when you whisper it to your divine. I like me, 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 I like me. I'm divine order. I'm divine order. Oh, I'm divine order. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I'm independently wealthy. Ooh, hey, that's nice. I am clear. Clear of all experiences that might be negative. I like me. 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 As I say that, I empower that as my only reality. I empower that as my only experience. And, you know, whispering is exciting when I whisper to myself. And I train myself to whisper to myself. I train myself to whisper all the sweet nothings to myself. And they're sweet somethings, I assure you. And this is what I teach my students. This is what I teach my family, my friends, my beloveds. This is what I teach everyone in my world. Speak your word and claim the truth about yourself. Listen to the divine in you and watch how wonderfully it has suggestions of how to think positive. I'd like to be. No, no, no. I am. I want. No, no, no. I have. I think. Yes. I think. I am. I have. All first person present tense positive, all in the now, all in this moment, all the whispering is so exciting and so wonderful and so enjoyable, because whispering really is what it's all about. Think with me how whispering is exciting, and let it be exciting for you and bring about in your world all of the magic, all of the wonder, all of the goodness, all of the beauty, and all that you are. Have a good day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.